Tzadik Ches in the Tour. All right. Dinei Ataruv is a bit long. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Or Omar Abchi Barabe, or Yishibarim Shabakapore. Kol Yisurin Shabateir, or Bishishi. Omar Rove, Omar Rabbonon, in other words, if there are 60 measures of Heter, neged the one measure of Viseh, so then it becomes bottle. Omar Rove, Omar Rabbonon Bitaime, Omar Rabbonon Bikveil, Omar Rabbonon Bishishi. Min Bishayin, Minei Deteir, Bitaime. So if there is a Taruves of Isar and Heter, Min Bishayin, Minei, so, and the Teire, what does it mean? The Teire, let's say, the Teire for certain Jews, not for every Jew, otherwise there wouldn't be any Taruves. So it's Heter, there is a Jew who can eat it, that's a Keir. But vis-a-vis Israel, it's Isa. Min b'sheine minei, so, min b'sheine minei, so it's a man, okay? And if the Keir, when he tastes it, he says there is no tam trumo in the chum, in the taruves. So then it's muter, so Isaac can also eat it. He may be tam trumo muter. The isure kein chilev shenisarev b'bosom. So in other words, that means it's with the tzeire, chilev, shenisarev b'bosom. Yitmenu kveile noch. So a professional goy, a cook, a baker, so he should be tame it. Imeim Hashem b'tam chilev is muta. Now, so it's with the tzere, chilev. So that means that chilev and boso, so are considered min sheinimim. Now, the shach, the gro, they mention the dravon in the name of the ravon, and also the gro mentions in the name of the ram too that chilev with boso is considered min b'minei. So the Gros says that there is a machlekes reshenim. In other words, the Tur holds that chilev with boso is considered min sheinim minei, and the Ravon holds that chilev with boso is considered min b'minei. However, the Shach says there is no machlekes. That when the Ravon says that chilev and boso are considered min b'minei, he has reference to boso shomei. In other words, what's the essential feature of chilev? Of course, chilev is osa. So so certain fatty parts in the behemo are considered chilev, and there are other fatty parts that are considered shume. So let's say the fatty part that is on the cloys, on the kidneys, on the dakin, on the intestines of the behemo, that's chilev. But there are other fatty parts that are shume. But as far as the Shach says that when the Ravon says that chilev and bosor are min b'minei, he doesn't have reference to ordinary bosor, but to bosor shomei. That is, from the point of view of tam, it's mamish the same like chilev, except that certain fatty parts in the organism of the behemoth, the Torah asat as chilev, and other fatty parts, the Torah did not asat. So, but as far as the tam is concerned, it's the same. So, mele, the Ravon does, when the Ravon says chilev and bosor is mimimine, he means chilev and bosor shumen is mimimine. But chilev vis-a-vis regular bosor, not bosor shumen, so that's min shaloi mimine. However, the Gros says that there is a machlekes reshini. The Ravon is chilek on the Tur. In other words, whereas the Tur says that chilev with bosor is min sheinim minei, so the Ravon holds that chilev with regular bosor, not dafke bosor shumen, regular bosor is considered min minei. Now it's not mistaber that according to the Gros there is a machlekes mitzias. I mean, machlekes mitzias, anything like that. I mean, any person when he tastes it, so he can tell whether it's the same time or it's not the same time. So we have to say that according to the Gros, so the Ravon, it's true. I mean, the mitzias is there is a difference. What is chilev? Chilev is also a certain part of boso, but they are there are parts of Bosor that are more fat, and there are parts of Bosor, even the same behemoth, that are not so fat. So Mimele, one can detect a special, this difference in the tam. But the difference in the tam is very slight. It's very slight. So Mimele, the Ravon holds, it's not considered min shaloi b'minei. And the tour holds that it is considered minshalim, but it's more mistaber like the shach, not like the grov. In other words, that there is no machlekes between the tour and ravon. But the tour, when he says that chilev and boso are considered minshalim b'minei, he has reference to chilev and ordinary boso that is not fatty, and the ravon, when he says that chilev and bosor are considered miminei, so he has reference to bosor shumen. So memele b'mtzias is the same time, except that one is oser and the other is het. All right. Now he says, kin chilev di sureki kin chilev shenisarev v'bosor yitimenu kfeil enochi imeim yashayim b'itam chilev is muta. So the Torah says kfeil enochi. Kosov harashbo, I mean, that's the Lashon HaGemara, kfeil. Kosov harashbo. So it's loved off kekfele, a professional, a cook, a baker. In other words, any guy. It doesn't have to be a professional. Ela afilu stam bnei odom. She kol tam sheini nirgash. Li stam bnei odom. Any tam. In other words, so here we have a very big chiddush in the Rashba. In other words, the Rashba says, and that's a big kule. In other words, suppose sometimes there is a tam, but that tam is so slight and so slight that an ordinary person, one who is not a dilettante, so will not be able to detect it. But a person, let's say, a professional, you know, one who is a professional dilettante, so he'll be able to detect. Now the question is that kind of tam comes within the halacha of tam kikya? Or what when the Torah says that when Isaac, that if Isaac gives a tam, Isaac in heter, so it is osea, so only if it is a substantial tam, if it is that kind of the tam, that one does not have to get a training in order to detect it. But if one has to go through a special training and to become a specialist, a dilettante in detecting taste, so the untrained person will not detect the tam, so that tam is such a tam kolush that it doesn't come within the aloha of tam kikya. So here we have the chidesh of the Rashba. The Rashba says, Koshev HaRashba, v'intzorich sheyirumen b'kach. Even if he's not a professional, a specialist, a dilettante, ela afilu stam neyodom. Shekol tam shininirgash listam neyodom. However, if the tam is so slight that the average person will never detect it, but someone who has a degree in timing, I mean, in another few years, you'll be able to get a PhD in cooking too, I mean. Today, you get a PhD in business and all kinds of things. But another few years, you'll be able to get a PhD in timing. So if it is that kind of a tam, so kosh, that only a numen can detect it, but the average person who did not get a training, so cannot detect it, so it's not us. So it's a tam kolush, and it's not us. All right, this is what the Rashba says. V'chosavei, v'imu umen, afilu yedeya, shesim rinolo, nemon. So then he says, so as far as detecting the tam is concerned, so it must be such a tam that could be detected by an average person. But if it is not a kind of tam, if the tam is not so substantial that it could be detected by the average person, so that's not tam kikya. And then he says something else. Suppose he's a professional. Afil yideya shesem chinolov nemon sheinei mafsid cheskosi. So in other words, so the Rashba says that two kinds of goyim have nemones. One is an ordinary goy, not a professional, not a cook, but he's misiach levitumei. So he has nemones. And then, if he's a professional, so he also has nemones, even though he's not misiach levitumei. And on the contrary, as far as the nemones that is based upon the fact that he's a professional is concerned, so if he's not Mesiel Mitume, it's even better. Because that Nemones, we discussed it in Miluche, that Nemones is based upon the Chazoke of Umen Limara Nafshai. So in other words, Lekhin Tcheles Mek Atagrinochim, Lekhin Tzitzes Mitagrinochim, and we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe the Goy is lying, and the Tzitzes is possible, I mean, that the Tcheles is not Tcheles, it's Klayil. It's Klayil, why? Because since he's a merchant, and that's his field, so there is a presumption a person, whether he's a Jew or not a Jew, he wouldn't like, you know, to misrepresent in the course of his profession, because that will damage his profession. People will find out that he doesn't tell the truth, so they'll stop buying from him. So Memele, he has the monies. So Memele, the Rajba says that if he's Mesiach Levitumei, then even if he's not a Kvele, so he's Nema. But if he is a Kvele, so even if he's not Mesiach Levitumei, he's Nema. That's the Rajba. Then the Rajba says, "V'yesh mishei seir atchei umen u'mesiach lefitume." Now, what's the pshat? I mean, this is not clear. This is very obscure. That chita of yesh mishei seir. But I think that the plain pshat in that Rajba in the yesh mishei seir is not that a mesiach lefitume by himself has no nemonis, and a kfele by himself does not have any mnemonis either. Does not have any mnemonis either. But only when the two things come together, when a person is Mesiach Levitumei and he is a Kfele, then he has mnemonis. I mean, what's this for? Monefshach. Is there mnemonis of Ak Mesiach Levitumei? So even without Kfele. Is there mnemonis of Kfele of Umlamar Nafshe? So even without this. On the contrary, as far as the mnemonis of Kfele is concerned, so Mesiach Levitumei is no Maile. Does not add any weight in the reliability, in the trustworthiness of Ikvele if he's Mesiach Levitumei? Because if he's not Mesiach Levitumei, so in other words, so he knows that in case he's lying, he's risking his reputation as a professional. So if one is not enough, why should a combination be enough? So I think that the pshat here is, As far this Yesh Mishei Seir is, now the Rajbo mentioned two halachas before, in the first Lashon, which is the Rajbo's own shita. So he mentioned two halachas. One halacha, the first halacha that he mentioned, has nothing to do with the Nemones of Nako. It has to do with the Shiloh of Tam Ki Ikya. Where the Tam Ki Ikya means only that kind of Tam that can be detected by an ordinary person who had no training. And if it cannot be detected, if the Tam Isa is not detected by an ordinary person, but only by dilettante, that's not Tam Ki Ikya. Or even if it is the kind of Tam that is detected only by a person who has been trained, it's still Osa. So the Aloch of Tam Ki Ikya applies. So what does the Rajba say? The Rajba says, the Shekol Tam Sheni Nirgash Listam Neyodom Eini Tam. In other words, even if it is established that the Isa gave a very minute and slight tam in the taruves, so that it can be detected by a dilettante, by someone who has been trained in detecting timing. But it cannot, as long as it cannot be detected by an average person, so it's not tam kikya, it's not osa. That's the Rajba shita. Then the Rajba mentioned another. So the first din of the Rajba has nothing to do with nemones of anako. It has to do with the essence of tam kikya. Now, the second din of the Rajbo mentioned has to do with mnemones of an Akum. So what's the second din of the Rajbo? That Akum Mesiach Levitumei has mnemones, even if he's not Kvele, and Kvele has mnemones, even if he's not Mesiach Levitumei. So when he says, V'yesh Mishei Seya, so the Yesh Mishei Seya is not Chilik, and we do not have to say that the Yesh Mishei Seya is Chilik on the second din of the Rajbo. But The Yesh Mishei Seir is chilek on the first din of the Rajbo. The first din of the Rajbo is that only tam that is nirgash l'chol neyodom is tam kikya. But a tam that is not nirgash l'chol neyodom, but only to a dilettante. So then, that is not tam kikya, that kind of tam doesn't tassa the taruves. So the Yesh Lishayis and the second Lashon Rashi holds, no, that we cannot be matir. We cannot be matir. Let's say that Aruves, on the basis of the fact that an ordinary person, one who is not a dilettante, so one who can only detect a substantial tam, not a very minute and insignificant tam. So if an ordinary person said, I don't feel any tam misa, I tasted it, an ordinary goy, and his misia give it to me. So he says, I don't feel any tam misa, any tam chilev in the bus. I don't feel it. So according to the second version of the Rashi, according to Yesh Mishayis, we're not allowed to eat it. Why? Not because we are chesheish. Maybe he's lying. No. Misiach l'vitume, so he has nemones. But he's an ordinary person. He's not a dilettante. Maybe there is a tamisa, except that he can detect it. But a person who has been trained in timing, so he could detect it. He could detect it. So Mimele, when the Rashi says, Yesh Mishayis, Achei woman, so it doesn't mean he has to be a numen, a professional, and because of the halacha of umel mara nafshi. No, he has to be a professional, a dilettante. And it's a different kind of a professional, you see. As far as the halacha of umel mara nafshi is concerned, so that doesn't depend on the question as to whether he is a dilettante or not. Whether he is in that field, whether he's a professional cook. But suppose he is a professional cook, so then we have that mnemonis. So if he's not a professional cook, but he's a professional dilettante, so then he has no mnemonis under the halacha of umel mara nafshi, because it will not damage his profession. I mean, he has been trained, but he doesn't make a living from it. So even though he received the training, you know, in detecting timing, but he doesn't make a living from it, so it's not shayach to say umel mara nafshi. Let's say, if someone is a doctor, he has a medical degree, he's allowed to practice medicine, but he doesn't practice. So the aloche of umel mara nafshe wouldn't apply to him because he's not worried about his profession. So memele, as far as the mnemones of umel mara nafshe is concerned, that depends on the question as to whether he's in that profession and he makes a living from it. Yes, what is it?
Does a woman have to be Alz Parnas or maybe even Alz Kavod? Is being called a doctor or something or in a getter?
Oh, I'll tell you, see, if, let's say, he practices medicine but he doesn't want to get paid, so then the halacha of umel mara nafshe would apply because he practices his medicine without getting paid, so he's still worried about his reputation. But if he doesn't practice it, period, and he made a certain statement, so then we cannot say umel mara nafshi because he's not interested. He's not interested in having that reputation. So when the Yesh Mishayi say, when he says achei umen, he means as far as the money, so he can agree with the first Lashon Rashi that misiach levitumei by itself as the money, and umel mara nafshi as the money. But we have to make sure that there is no tam, even a slight tam, even the kind of tam that an ordinary person will not detect, but a dilettante will detect. So memele, if he's not a numen, he's not a dilettante. So true, we believe him, but he himself might not know, you see. But if he is a dilettante, so then we are sure that he knows. And if a dilettante says, I cannot detect any tam, then it means that there is no tam isa. And if he's misiach l'vitumei, so if, let's say, he's not only a dilettante, but he's a professional cook, that's his profession, he makes a living from it, so then if he's not a misiach l'vitumei, he's a mnemones. So as far as mnemones of an akum is concerned, the second Lashon does not disagree with the first Lashon. But the second Lashon disagrees with the first Lashon in regard to the first din of the first Lashon. Because the Rashba said, Shekol Tam Shenirgash Listam Niodom Eni Tam. So the second Lashon says no. So we have two deis. In other words, a Tam that is not, a Tam Isa, that is not detected by an untrained person, but only by a dilettante, a trained person. So according to the Rashba, it's not Tam Kikea. And according to the second Lashon, the Yesh Mishayi say, it is Tam Kikea. V'chein Kosva Adini of Yerozal, Shetzorich Shelo Yeida, be'inyan isav heter. In other words, if he's not a kpele, if he's not a kpele, so then the nemones cannot be based upon the aloche of umel maranafshe. But it has to be based upon the aloche of misiach levitume. So when can he? So when can he be considered as a newman, as misiach levitume, if he doesn't know that we rely on him? But if he knows that we rely on him, then he might not even be misiach levitume. All right, mishen isare b'minei. The lekel make about time. Kein chile b'shumen. So there is mamish the same time, except that this kind of shumen, the Torah assert, and the Torah calls it chilev, and the other kind of shumen is heter. So that's min b'minei. Mishen isare b'minei lekel make about time. Kein chile b'shumen. Min b'sheine b'minei v'lek b'kpele b'samech. Min b'sheine b'minei Vilekek Pele is also Bisamach. So in other words, when is there aloche of Pele? If that's the Gemara in the Chul. When is there aloche of Pele? If it's min sheine minei and ikele mei kamatane. But if it's min b'minei, or even or any case where it's lekele mei kamatane, so then lekek Pele, let's say, even though it's min sheine minei, but there is no Pele, so we cannot determine as to whether there is a tamiser in tarubes or not. So then we require shishim. So that means, so when do we require shishim? By min sheim b'minei, only there is no kfeila available. But if there is a kfeila available, so then we don't require shishim. So that means, if let's say one kazais of chelev was nisarev in 20 kseisim. 20 gzeisim of bosa, certainly no shishim, one out of 20. But a kpele, a goy, a professional cook, so tasted it, and he said, there is no tam of chilev in the bosa, so then it's mutter, even though there is no shishim. So we are, according to that, we are accustomed to say shishim, that means, if there is no kpele, we tasted it. So then, if there is shishim, so it's muta. But if there is a kvela who tasted it and he says there is definitely no tamiser, then it's muta even without shishim. That's the first shim. Upir sherashi. So I mean that is one shim, but Rashi shita is not like that. Upir sherashi. Hodi samchinan akpele dafke bediike samach. Not as he said before. No. Rashi shita is that when do we rely on kpele if there is shishim? So then, in addition to it, we have to ask a kpele. We have to ask a kpele whether he feels it or not. And if, let's say, there is shishim. A kazayis of chelev was nisarev in 60 kseisim of bos. And not bosa shumen, but regular bosa. So there is shishim. And so we still have to ask a goy to taste it, the kfeila to taste it. And if suppose the goy he tastes it, he says, well, I definitely feel a tam chilev in the whole taruves, so then it's osa, even though there is shishim. Why? Because true there is shishim, but there's still a tam. So we don't say, according to Rashi, we don't say, in as much as there is shishim neged, so that tam can be ignored. It's a tam kolosh. We don't say that. That's the rishit. But Rashi shita is no. That even though there is shishim, but if it gives a tam, so we don't say it's a tam kolosh, it is to be ignored. No, it cannot be ignored. Upir sherashi hodi samchin nakpele, dafke bedike samach, vafil hochal ishore, achitimenu kvele. Aval kfeile beloi samach. Oi samach beloi kfeile loi. But suppose there is a kfeile, there is a goy, a kfeile, and he says there is no tam chelev in the boso. But there is no shishim. One kazayis of boso was nisarev in not in 60 kzeisim, but in 59 kzeisim. A little less than shishim. So then it is osa, even though the kfeile says there is no tam chilev in the boso. So, aval kfeile beloi samech, oi samech beloi kfeile, suppose there is shishi. So, and no kvele, and no kvele. So, so then, in other words, let's say the kvele says, not only if the kvele says the lizitam, of course it is osa, but if there is a kvele available, so we're not allowed to partake of the taruves until we ask the kvele to taste it. V'hane mile b'di is a kvele. Avol min b'minei, that's all Rashi shite. Avol min b'minei, l'shaya b'tim kveles kvele. We are filo min b'sheine minei. V'leke kvele, in tzorich l'arza achov. V'yiz b'samach shor. So even though Rashi requires both things, samach and kvele, so if a kvele is available, then we're not allowed. We had to partake of the taruves until we ask the kvele to taste it. To taste it. And of course, if the kvele says there is a tamisa, so it's definitely awesome. But suppose there is no kvele available, but you can walk and get him. I mean, you have to matriach yourself. So you're not mechuyev to do it. So the fact that you're not mechuyev to do it, so that means that even when a kvele is available, that we are mechuyev to ask a kvele to taste it, that's only mirabonon. Because if it had been midraise, so he wouldn't say that when it's not available, we don't have to run after it. Why not? We shouldn't be allowed if it's midraise. So in other words, so that means that midraise, if there is samech, even according to Rashi, that samech. That samech without kvele is not enough. In other words, Rashi Shite is that we do not say that in view of the fact that there is shishim, so any tam iser that one feels is a tam kolush, and it's not regarded, it's ignored. We do not say that it's not a tam kolush. But minastam midaraisa, we have to presume that if there is shishim mistome, so in all probability you won't feel a tam iser. It's any more, so it's highly unlikely that one kazais of chelev should give a tam chelev in 60 gzeisim of bosom. It's unlikely. But even though it's unlikely, it's improbable, but it's still possible. So mele midrabonon, if a kvele is available, we have to be mevaret. But if a kvele is not available, and since the chiyuv of being mevaret is only midrabonon, so the chachomim did not require him to be matriach himself to find the kvele. If he's present, fine. If he's not present, we don't have to run after him and to get it. So why? Because minastam, we can presume that if there is shishim neged the kazayis isa, so the kazayis isa doesn't give it up. But suppose a kvele did taste it and he says that definitely is a tam isa, so then it is osa. Then it is osa. But minastam midraise, we presume that there is no tam. So in other words, so Rashi Shite is as follows: that the aloche of tam ki iker applies even to a so-called tam kolush that has shishim. So the Rashi Shite is then it's not even osa, even if the kvele did taste it. And he said he feels it tam iser, it's still muta, because that is a tam kolush. Tam kolush does not come within the aloch of tam kikya. It's not kikya. Rashi is chelik, and Rashi shite is that even a tam kolush, even the rishishim, so it's still osa. And according to Mandoma, the tam kikya is raise. Rashi happens to pass like the Mandoma, the tam kikya is rabbonon. But according to Mandoma, the tam kikya is the raise. So then, even if there is shishim, but the kvele says there is tam chelev in the boso, so it is also with the rice, if we say tam kikya with rice. So in other words, in short, the Rashi Shite is that even with tam kolush, even if there is shishim, so there is a lot of tam kikya. And if tam kikya is the rice, it's also with the rice. But then, even if the kvele says that there is no shishim, I'm sorry, even if the kvele says there is no tam nisea, but if there is no shishim, it is still us. Why? Is it because we don't trust the kvele? No, the kvele certainly has nemones. Whether it's on the basis of Mesiach Litumei or on the basis of Ulmar Anafshe, he has nemones. But for another reason, because that's Rashi Lishitosi. Rashi Shite in Chulin is. Now you should go over that Gemara. It's a very important Gemara. That is a Gemara that starts the Tzadik Ches in Chulin, Omed Aleph, at the end of the Omed, the fourth. The fourth line from the end of the Omid. Omer b'shim Levi b'shim Bakapore. Kol b'yisurin shebeteira b'samach. So then it continues from the end of Tzadik Ches Omid Aleh until the middle of Tzadik Tes Omid Beis. It's a whole sugi. The sugi of Zriya b'shem. So in other words, the Gemara learns out how do we know that kol b'yisurin shebeteira is b'shishim. Is Bishishi. So we learn it out from Zriya Bashev. From Zriya Bashev. And Rashi Shite appears in that Gemara that even the requirement of Shishim, by Min Biminei, so according to most Rishenim, it's only the Rabbana. And the Alfuse that the Gemara mentions from Zriya Bashev is an Asmacht. So, Asmacht there, because according to some Rishenim, so from there we learn out the Konit Raivet. The halacha of invatling is al-hatchile, but there is no midraise, even if there is no shishim, it's still mutar, it's bottom of, according to most rishim. The Rashi Shite here, in the sugi in Chum, the Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, is that from Zriya Bashevo we learn out that min b'minei require shishim. Zriya Bashevo, so that min b'minei we learn out that min b'minei require shishim. So that's halacha in min b'minei. So it seems that Rashi Shite is, it's not just exerus hakos of min b'minei. Why should min shaloi b'minei be less stringent than min b'minei? So if there is exerus hakos in Zriya Bashev that min b'minei require shishim, and if there is less than shishim, so the taruves is also so min shaloi b'minei, it should also be osir. But min shaloi b'minei is more chomer than min b'minei. In that, according to the mandoma, according to everybody, but especially according to mandoma, that Ram Kikya is the raise. So that means that even if there is shishi, the kveila says there is itam chilev in the boso, so it's also osir in the raise. And if Tam kinkia is midrabonon, so then it's only osam midrabonon. Mashinkim by min b'minei, there is no tam, so if there is shishim, so it's mutal ligamre. Except the konik Rabbi Yude, that min b'minei asas b'mashu, but the konik rabonon Rabbi Yude, that min b'minei does not asas b'mashu. So min shaloi b'minei is more chomer than min b'minei, in that, while both require shishim midraise, but min b'minei if there is shishim, so it's mutal ligamre. And min shaloi b'minei, even if there is shishim, but if the kveile says there is a tam iser, in the Taruves, so then it's also. If we say Tam Kikya is the Raise, it's also the Raise. If we say Tam Kikya the Rabbonon, it's also the Rabbonon. Masha'in Kain, if there is no Shishim, so then we don't have to resort to Tam. So then it is also because of a special Zerzakosov in Zriya Bashevo, that without Shishim, it Taruves is also, whether it's Min B'minei or Min Shaloi B'minei. Alright. So this is Rashishim. The Aramban Chilek. Hei Cheshema Kirino Yisya. ולא יסרב ממנו לציר ויטיימי כיו משמן הדין לא היו לנו לשייר על ויטיימי אלא שאיננו ידים כמו הוא ויוסם חנק פלא אף על פי שאין ביסה סמך כנגד גופו יסה אבל בשביל גופו יסה נסרב הוא צריך אין סמך לבטלי עוז לא יסם חנק פלא בבוצר מסמך אבל בסמך מי ישורי ואין צורך Larzer achat pelekal. So the Ramban doesn't agree with the whole shita of Rashi, but he agrees to a certain extent. Rashi shita is that without shishim, even though the Yisa does not give it am, so it's still osa. So that's Rashi shita. That there is a loche of shishim. Bein b'min b'minei, bein b'min shaloi b'minei. The Ramban agrees with Rashi shita to a certain extent. In other words, he distinguishes between two kinds of taruves. There is one taruves where you have the mamoshes or yisea was mixed with the heta. let's say Kazayis Chelev was ground, and that was mixed up with ground meat. So you have the mamoshes of the Chelev. But that's one kind of taruves. Then you have another kind of taruves. Let's say you are mevashel, let's say water in a pot in which chelev was nisbashel the same day. So memele, the chelev gave it time in the pot, and then the pot when you boiled water in that pot, so the pot gave it time in the water. So memele the tam chelev, but that's also taruves. But you don't have the mamoshes isa, you only have blie, not the mamoshes isa. So the Ramban shita is if there is no mamoshes isa in the taruves, just tam balua, no mamoshes isa. So then if the kvele tastes the water and he says, I don't feel any tam chelev in that water, it tastes like ordinary water. So then it is mutel, even though the water does not have shishim neged the kazayis chilev that was nisbashel the same day in the same pot. Mashein keinif, let's say you mixed up ground chilev, kazayis of ground chilev with let's say 59 ground gzeisim of 59 gzeisim of ground meat. You don't have samach aleph altogether, you just have samach. So there is no shishin. So even though the kvele says, I don't feel in this ground meat any time of chelev, it's still osa. Why? Because there is no shishin. So we have to say that this distinction is only midrabonon. Because midraise, there wouldn't be a distinction between a taruves that has the mamoshes of the iser in it, or like, let's say, ground chelev that is mixed up with ground meat, or it aruves that does not have the mamoshes isa. It just has the tam, the belia, let's say, that if water was boiled in a pot in which an hour before, so chelev was cooked, you see. Chelev was cooked. So we have to say that according to the Ramban is chelik harash, and that you can see in the Chidush Ramban, that the Ramban doesn't hold that by min b'minei. That by Mimimine there is a special Zeras HaKosuv, that if there is no shishim in the heter, so then it's osa, because of Yalfusif Hamzeya B'Sheilo. So the Ramban Shite is that Mimimine Midraise, if there is Rov, is Muta. And the reason as to why we require shishim, that's not Midraise, that's Midrabonon. So Mimele, according to the Ramban, there is no basis for a requirement of shishim in Min Shaloi Mimine. According to Rashi, that there is a special Zeras HaKosuv that we learn out, that is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosuv of Zreya Bashelo, that by Min B'mine, if there is no shishim, so the whole taruves is also the Raisek, so the same Gzeras HaKosuv applies to Min Shaloi B'mine too. But according to the Ramban, so Min B'mine, if there is Rov, it's Muta Min Raisek, only Min Rabbonon it requires shishim. So we have no Gzeras HaKosuv. We have no Gzeras HaKosuv of shishim in taruves. But Min Rabbonon. So the same Rabbonon that the Chachomim enacted in connection with Min B'minei, that even though it has Rov, but we require Shishim, so the Chachomim were Misakein in respect to Min Shaloi B'minei, that we require Shishim. So even though there is no Tam Yisea, we still require Shishim. But then the Rabbonon was only applied by the Chachomim in respect to Itaruves that has the Mamoshes of Yisea in it. But the Chachomim did not apply this the Rabbonon to Itaruves that does not have the Mamoshes of Yisea in it. Just the tam is. That's the sheet of the Ramban. All right. So the Ramban chilekeicha shemakirin liyisal misar menu letzir v'taymei kivim shenadin lo yolun shayar v'taymei elu shenon liyedim kamohu biho samchinon akpele aval pi shein samach kenegit gufo yisa aval bishi gufo yisa nisarev utzrichin samach levatlei ozlui samchinon akpele bibotzi misamech. Why not? Midrabonon. If it had been midraise, you wouldn't distinguish between itaruves that the gufo yisar is b'seichei or not. Avo b'samach mi yeshore v'in tzorich larzer achak pele klal. So in other words, and then there is another machlekes that between the Rashi and the Ramban. In other words, Rashi says that if there is, even if there is samach, But if a peleg goy is available, so we have to get it. So we're not allowed lechatchila to eat from it on the basis of the fact that there is samech. Except if he's not available, so then we rely. We rely on the presumption that there is no tarmisa. The Ramban shita is, even if a kvele is available, we don't have to ask. We don't have to ask. Av v'samech mi yeshore, v'in tzorich larzeir, achach pele klau. V'ripi reish, but the reish ite, that's the biggest kule. So rashes is the biggest chumre, and the reish is the biggest kule. V'ripi reish, the b'chol inyen samchin nak pele, afil v'botza misamech. And even if the mamoshes v'yisa is there. So even mit Rabbonon we are not mechuyev to have shishim. True, min b'minei, mit Rabbonon we require shishim. That, akonis chachonim, it applies only to min b'minei, not to min shaloi b'minei. Not to shaloi b'minei. V'chol inyen samchin ak pele, afilu botza misamech. U'visamech in tzorech pele klal, afilu imu lifonei. Afilu imu lifonei. So in other words, and some say that according to the Ri, even if the Kpele did taste it, and he said he feels it, it's still muter, because the tam is a tam kolish. It's a tam kolish. Viloze hiskin adini overosa. Bein nisari fisa beheter, min bimine, kin chilev lisir shume, bein min bishenim mine, kin chilev lisir krisin shiure bisamach. Umi upirish rabne tam. Now here there is something strange in the Torah. Umi upirish rabne tam. Dimin b'minei kivu she'neis in tam in ha'tor botel b'rov elo she'chachomim yitzchichu samech v'shaloi b'minei osam la'teira atzamech elo she'in leikin olov atshehei bei kol kach minu yiseh atshehei b'seich kol dalet beitz min ha'heta kazayis min yiseh v'yos chayev al kol kazayis v'kazayis mimeno v'nafke minei im nisarif min b'minei v'nishpach b'inyen she'in yichilin lamid olov l'sharei אם נסערי, אם נסבויה שיורו בי היתר מותר, דסווי כדי רבונון תלו להוקר, ואם לא נסבויה שיורו בי היתר עושה. Now, here he discusses the union of Tam Kikar, and this story is very strange. Now, the sugi of Tam Kikar is in two places. One main sugi of Tam Kikar is Daf Samach Zayin Avrizore. Daf Samach Zayin Avrizore, Omed Aleph, the third line from the end of the Omed. Omer Rabavuy, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shetamei U'mamoshei Oseh V'leikin Olof. V'zehu Kazayi V'di Achilas Pras. Taimei V'loi Mamoshei Oseh V'in Leikin Olof. V'imri Bo Tam Livgam Muta. So there is a big taste this. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Shetamei U'mamoshei Oseh V'leikin Olof. There is also a very important basic sugi on Tam Kikya in Chum. I mean, that's really that same sugi. The same sugi that starts Daf Tzadik Ches Omed Aleph at the end of the Omed. Kol Yisurin Shebateiro Bimeyo, Ushnein Lomdo Mizriya Basheil. So, it begins Daf Tzadik Ches Omed Aleph at the end, and it continues into Tzadik Tes Omed Beis. All right. So, that's the sugi. Now, so the Gemara in Avrizore says, "Omer Avuim Rabbi Yechanan Kol Shetamei U'mamoshei Osav Leikin Olof V'zeh Kazayis V'de Achilas Pras." The Achilas Pras. So there are all kinds of shittes of Hashem here. So Rashi says, Kol Shetamei U'mamoshei Osav Leikin Olof V'zeh Kazayis V'de Achilas Pras. So, Rashi explains here, Kol Shetamei U'mamoshei Osav is Leikin Olof V'zeh Kazayis V'de Achilas Pras when he eats the bear. In other words, when it's nikar isa, that's how it's mashma. When it's nikar isa, let's say you have a kazayis of isa, Kazayis of Yisrael that is mixed with Heter, and it's Nikar Yisrael, so then there cannot be any Bittul. But it's still mixed, even though it's Nikar Yisrael, so there is no Bittul. And he ate them together. So if he ate a Kazayis, Birdei Achilas Pras, let's say, according to Rashi, Achilas Pras means Dalet Beitzim, a Kazayis. A kazayis is chotzi beitzo, and if he ate a kazayis in the shiur, kazayis of the Isra, within the shiur that it takes, within the period of time that it takes a person to eat dalet beitzim, according to some sefer shiur, so that's 9 minutes. In other words, it takes 9 minutes to eat dalet beitzim. Dalet beitzim, one beitzim has two gzeisim, so dalet beitzim, that's 8 gzeisim. So then there is zero. Then there is zero. Let's say, suppose you have a kazayis of chere is mixed up with 8 gzeisim of boso. But you can determine which piece is chere and which piece is boso. So maybe there is no bittul. But you ate it that way. So bittul there isn't. So that means you ate it then. But since that kazayis, the pieces of the kazayis of chilev, are evenly distributed in a taruves of 8 beitzi. So if you ate it in 9 minutes, so then there is zero. But if you ate it in 10 minutes, there is no zero. So that's the aloche that when can a kazayis be mitzuref only if he eats it within the time element that is necessary to eat. Ipras is dalet beitzim according to Rashi and Tesis. So kol shetami u'mamoshe is ose aveleikin olav. Zeh kazayi v'diachlas pras. Taimi v'loi mamoshe ose aveleikin olav. So Rashi says tami v'loi mamoshe ki in chilev shenofal v'gdeiro o in chilev shenofal nimuach shei mamoshe b'en. So in other words, when it's not nikarisa, so there is bittul. And Rashi shite is that we paskin that this mandoma rebichen holds that tam ki iker is love the rice. Because if tam ki iker is the rice, so there should be malchus. But Rashi shite is that we paskin tam ki iker love the rice. So memele, so that is the pshat in tam ivelu ima moshe. Osa v'leikin olof. So osa midrabonon v'leikin olof. Because mid rice there is bittul b'rov. Mid rice there is bittul b'rov. That's Rashi. However, most Rishonim explain the Gemore of kol shetami mamoshe, osea, v'leikin olof, to the case where it's not nikarisa. It's not nikarisa, and there is rov. But inasmuch as there is taimi u'mamoshe, inasmuch as there is taimi u'mamoshe, so mele there is a chiyuv of malchus. So then there is the atup shot. The Rabbeinu Tam shite is the tam ki iker is the rice. And the way Tesis mentions the Rabbeinu Tam, the way the Rosh in Simen Lamed Aleph, in Pirkei Anoshim, mentions the Rabbeinu Tam, so it appears that the Rabbeinu Tam shita is that whenever Yisrael gives it Tam, Yisrael need Heter, so then not only is it Oseh, but the Heter is Nefach Yisrael. Let's say, so even if it's not Kazayin Lechiles Pras, let's say, suppose you are Mi'arev, you have it Aruves of one Kazayis, Chilev was nisarev with 4 digzeisim of boso, and it gave it time. It was evenly distributed. That kazayis of chilev was evenly distributed in 4 digzeisim boso, and it gave it time. So when you taste, so any unit of that 41 digzeisim taruves, has a time of chilev. So then we say tam kika deraise koni rabetam, and furthermore, it's not only that the chilev doesn't become bottled because of tam kika. The heretofore heter is nefach lisa. So it seems according from Tesis in Chum and Navizoren from the Rosh in Sinan Lamed Aleph in Gidanoshe, so it appears that according to rabetam, if the iser was nisarev heter and the iser gave itam of Yisrael in the Heter, so then even the heretofore Heter becomes converted into Yisrael. And furthermore, according to Rabbi Tam, if, let's say, you cooked chilev in a certain pot, then an hour later, you cooked, let's say, boso in the same pot, and that boso, you can feel a tam of chilev in that boso, so the boso is nepach liisa. It's boso, but it's nepach liisa because it has a tam chilev. So if you eat one kazayis of that boso, yachayv malkes, yachayv kores, because isa is nepach leheta. I mean, heter is nepach liisa. Heter is nepach liisa. So how does Rav Netam explain this Gemore? That's Rav Netam Shite. So how does Rav Netam explain this Gemore? Omer Rav Avui, Omer Rav Yechanan, Kol Shetamei Umamoshe Yoseh, Vilikinolo, Vizeu Kazayiz Vodei Achilas Pras, and Taimei Vilui Mamoshe Yoseh Vein Leikinolo, so he applies it to Mimbimine. So Kol Shetamei Umamoshe Yoseh Vein Leikinolo has reference the way Rashi. The way Rashi explains it. In other words, to a case where it's Nikaroisa. So there is no bit. But if it's not Kadayim Dechelas Pras, so then there is no Tzil. So it's Echo Chotishio, so there is no Malchus. Mashenke, Taime Veloima Moshe, that means when it's not Nikaroisa. So Taime Veloima Moshe, when it's not Nikaroisa, and Mimbi Mine. So then also we wait in all of because it becomes what the law, because it's Mimimine. Mashe inkei, if it is, time of loima moshe, it means shaloi bimine, as long as it gives a tam. So the heter is nepach liisar, yachayv malkes, amen. That's the shita from the tam. Then there is a shita, so that's the biggest chumren. The shita from the tam is the biggest chumren. In other words, when Isar gives a tam Isar in the het, a tahuves of heter, so then the heretofore heter is nepach liisar. And Yachayv Malkes, even if he doesn't have Mamoshe Suisa. Let's say, suppose you cooked boso in a pot in which an hour before you cooked chilev, and then that meat has the time of chilev. So that meat is nepach liisa, it's considered as chilev mamesh, and Yachayv Malkes and Kores and everything. That's the shita from the tam. The tam kicker is the raise, even without kazayis with the achilas pras. So it's the raise, and the heter is nepach liisa. Then there is a shite of Rabbi Yosef Molainish, who says that Tam Kiker is the Raisi. But mid Raisi, why is Tam Kiker the Raisi? Because we learn out from the Uli Midyon. Because the Torah said that all the Jews had to be magil all the kelim that they got from the Midyon. Why? Because those kelim were contaminated. All kinds of Israel was cooked in it. So Mimele, the Jews had to be magil. To be magil, to kasher it, in other words, in order to take out, to extract the bria sisa. But if they didn't make agole, and they cooked a dover heter in those parts, let's say within a misles of the use, so then the tapshil that was cooked in those kelim of the midyonim would become osa. Why? Because they would have the tam of the isa, the bria in the kelim, in the deif nakli. So from that we learn out the tam kikar is raish. So Arad Rabbi Yosef Molainish says, that's only a miserese, but there is no love. So Mimele, and the same thing is true. If, let's say, you had a taruves of a kazayis of chilev, with, let's say, ten gzeisim of boso, and that kazayis of chilev gave a tam of chilev in the ten gzeisim of boso, so then the whole taruves becomes also miserese. But malkes there isn't. Why isn't there malkes? There is no malkes because the Tam Kiker is only Oser because of the Alfuse from Yule Midian. That's only Miserese. So that's the Pshat in the Gemore of Taime Veloi Mamoshe, Oser, Midereise, not Oser Midereabaron. Oser Midereise. Why? Because of the Gzersakos of Yule Midian. That's a Miserese. Vein Leikinola. Vein Leikinola. And then there is the Shite. Then there is the Shite. Then there is the Shita in Teisves, Daf Samar Zayin,
Omed Aleph, the Shita of Rabbi Eliyahu. So he says, now, Tesis is discussing what the memory of Omer Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechanan has reference to Mim Bimine, as Rabbi Tam says, or it has reference to Mim Shemine. So he says, Rabbi Leo says, no, not like Rabbi Tam, that it has reference to Mim Bishemine. But then the question arises, if it's Mim Shemine, so Tam Kikar is the Raise, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say, Taimi will Mamoshe Yosef awaken all? The Shapim Suk Mochim Mim Bishemine. Vochim Perushi. Tami veloi mamoshe ki gein shein kazayis isabir sich ki deyachil aspras ein leikin olov vitaimu mamoshe leikin olov maira di ke kazayis isa bir deyachil aspras naheta was leikin olov. Now the shita of Rabbi Melio, which is also the shita of the Raivet and of many other Hashemim, is the tamki ki ani si according to Rabbi Tam, so tamki ki the aloch of tamki ki is that the heter, the heretofore heter is nepach liis. If Echkazai, if Chelev gave it time of Chelev in Boso, so the Boso becomes converted into Chelev. The heretofore Boso becomes the Chepz of Chelev, I believe. That's the Shita from Tam. Rabbeinu Leo is Chelev Kandani. And he holds, there is no such aloche that the Tam should convert a heretofore Heter into Isa. So whatever was heretofore Heter remains Heter. But whatever was heretofore Isa remains Isa. In other words, the Isa doesn't become Bot. That's the aloha of Tam Kika. According to Rabbi Tam, so it's not on Tam Kika, does not only imply that the heretofore Isa does not become Bot, does not lose its identity in the Rovet. Of course it doesn't lose its identity. It's more than that. The heretofore Heter becomes converted into Isa. According to Rabbi Elio, so the whole aloha of Tam Kika is that which was Isa before does not lose its identity by virtue of the fact that it's mixed up with a robe of Heter. It doesn't lose its identity, it doesn't become bottle. But the heretofore Heter also remains Heter. So the heretofore Isa remains Isa, and the heretofore Heter remains Heter. So Mimele, in order, so if someone, let's say, was Miari, a Kazayis of Chelev, in ten Gzeisim of Boso. In ten Gzeisim of Boso. So, Memele, so that means altogether we have 11 Gzeisim. 11 Gzeisim, or even if, let's say, he was Miari, one Kazayis of Chelev, in nine Gzeisim of Boso. So altogether, the total Tamuves is 10 Gzeisim. 10 Gzeisim, and it was evenly distributed. Now, in order, so we say the Kazai is Chelev, is Chelev. But the nine Gzeisim of Boso remain Eter. But since the Chelev gave it time in the whole Tamuves, so the Chelev doesn't become bottle, but the Boso doesn't become Chelev. The Heter is not Nepach Lisa. So Memele, he can only be Chayev Malkes for eating the Chelev. Now he ate the whole Taruves. So that means he ate the whole Taruves. So he ate a Kazayis of the Isa. But there is a loche that in order that the Kazayis, if one eats a Kazayis slowly, and he makes stops, let's say he eats one-tenth of the Kazayis, then he stops for 2 minutes. Then he eats another tenth of the Kazayis, and he stops for 2 minutes. Then he eats a third tenth, and by the time he finished eating the Kazayis of the Chelev, so let's say about half an hour elapsed already. So Memele is not Chayav Malkes. Why? Because there is no tzil. So Memele, what did he do? He was Eichel Poches Mikishio. Chotishio is also not Torah, but there is no Malkes. So Memele, if the Kazayis of Chelev was Nisari with nine Gzeisim of Boso, so the nine Gzeisim of Boso do not become Chelev. But the Kazayis Chelev remains Chelev. It doesn't become Botel Berov. The Rov Boso. So Memele, he can only be Chayev if he eats the Kazayis Chelev with Sechadilas Pras. But since it was evenly distributed, So in order to eat, the Kazayis failed to eat up, the Kazayis Chilev, he had to eat 10 Gzesim. 10 Gzesim. And Achilas Pras is 8 Gzesim. 4 Beitzim is 8 Gzesim. So it takes 9 minutes to eat up 8 Gzesim. But in order to eat up that Kazayis of Chilev, he had to eat 10 Gzesim. So it takes more than 9 minutes to eat up 10 Gzesim. So maybe there is no tzio. But he was able to listen to the Raisa of Chosishio. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Nurio. And that's also the sheet of the Raisa. But suppose he's such a specialist in eating that he took all the whole Taruvet of 10 Gzesim and he ate it up fast, not with the regular pace. So in other words, eight Gzesim, Dalit Beitzim, so it takes 8 minutes. It takes 9 minutes, according to Chassam Sefer, to eat up eight gzesim, 4 beitzim. In other words, if you eat it with average pace, but suppose you eat it fast, so you can eat up, in 2 minutes, if you eat it very, very fast. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Elio, when Rabbi Yechanan says, the time of Moshe means that he ate it shaloi b'rabbi achilas pras, so then there is no malchus because there is no tziluf. That means only if he ate it with an ordinary pace, but if he ate it very fast, so that within the time period, within the period that it takes to eat the pras, eight gzesim, so he ate up the whole taruves. So even if the ratio of the taruves is less than 1 to 8, it's 1 to 10 or 1 to 20, but if he ate it so fast, within 5 minutes, let's say he was me'arev a kazayis of chilev in 19 gzesim of vosa. So if he'll eat it in ordinary pace, so then it will certainly take him more than 9 minutes. So maybe there'll be no tziluf. But suppose he swallowed it, big pieces, and in 8 minutes he ate up all the 20 gzesim, so then he's chayev. So why does the Gemara say that time of Elohim HaMoshe or seven lake in all of, why? Because it's not Pitzurev, because the Gemara has reference to one who ate it with ordinary pace. So maybe it's not Pitzurev, but the aloche of Tam Ki Iker, according to Rabbi Elio, is that the iser does not become bottle berov. If he doesn't give it tam, if the iser does not give it tam of iser in the heter, then it becomes bottle berov. But if it gives it tam iser in the heter, then it does not become bottle berov. It does not become bottle berov. But the heretofore heter does not become converted into iser. So Memele, in order to be chayiv malchus, he must eat the kazayis of the iser. But if the kazayis is, now the kazayis of iser is evenly distributed in the taruvet. So if it is kazayis b'achilas pras, if it's in the ratio, if the distribution is in the ratio of 1 to 8, so then by eating it with ordinary pace, so within the shiur achilas pras, he'll be able to eat a kazayis, so it will be tziluf. But if the ratio is 1 to 9, 1 to 10, 1 to 11, and so on, so by eating it with the ordinary pace, he will not be eating the kazayis of the chilev within 9 minutes. It will be within 10 minutes. So maybe there is no tziluf. But the nisa d'raisa will be over anyway, because of chatzi shiur. So the aloha, according to Rabbi Elio and the Raived, is, according to Rabbi Elio and the Raived, is that tam ki iker implies that if the iser gives a tam iser in the heter, so then there is no bitul berov on the iser, but the heter does not become converted into iser. Whereas according to Rabbi Tam, the heter becomes converted into iser. And now you see, if you have the Gemara Chum, so the Rosh in paragraph Lamed Aleph in Perik Yiranoshe. Now, paragraph Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Then, the third line from the end of the column, the Rovi Leslie Tam Kikya Bechul, Kim Forge Roslam, the Reise Bechul Bebot, Elo Mid Rabbonon, in explaining Rashi Shite, Elo Mid Rabbonon Dosa. That's Rashi Shite. Vochaname Shmainon, the Rabbi Yechim Sechaz Abdiz Chovim, Kol Shetamu Lea Moshe In Leikin Olo. Vohodi Alfino On Lei Dipsochim, Minozi U Mishros Lit Tam Kikya, Svir La Muroi Basroi Das Machte Baum, Ulu Av Meirafu. Dad Linozo Vigilu Vik Chovim Shnei Ksugim Boim Kecho. So we have two psukim that say that Tam ki ikar is osa. That's like Avinozir, Mishras Anovim. So what does it mean, Mishras Anovim? If Anozir takes grapes and he puts them, he soaks them in water, so then he's not, the Torah says the Anozir is not allowed to drink that water because that water absorbs the Tam of the Anovim. The Tam of the Anovim. So by Anozir, Tam ki ikar is osa medraise. And then Gula Midyon. The Torah says that if in the Kele you are Mevashel Iser, and then you are Mevashel Heter within a Misles, so then you're not allowed to eat the Heter that you are Mevashel within a Misles in the Kele that you originally were Mevashel Iser. Why? Because it had a Tam of Iser. So we have to psuki. So it's Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kecho. So Davu Nozem Gula Chom Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Kecho. Iname Gula Chom Chidishu. וכילום הראש מפרק לאיבר ומשרס לאתר משטר פליסה ואידי וראי מאוד לא מכאן מפרק לבוסו או מהבא ישמע מנתנו למושי בעל מדרעיס דיסאו כדאי ורבונו בסם חולות מיתנו ודאמרינו נחידו שהוא יחידו שהוא כלי כניס את הנאמה אומר לרוב את הרבי שלו סותר קוראים עלי לא מדרבונו נאבה ובסם חולות ואופינו נחידו שהוא ועוד הבינו בני סנטם זה הכוסף ודאי הרבי שלו סותר עוד יאפשרו בשביל נסיד הסתם והשתה לפיר שרשי צורך ואימא לי תם כי איקה דיקום ארוך את עושה בקוד שמישור אבי נוזי אלא אבטה מה משכונה דופות ובשישי מיני אלא תם כל דו קום alright so in other words so that's רשי שיטה that even he תם כל דו because רשי שיטה is that there is a requirement of שישים בין במין במיני בין במין שלוי במיני so if we say תם כי איקה is the right say so it's also a little more with שישים because without שישים so even by מין במיני it's also certainly by מין שלוי במיני. So, in other words, that even Tam Kodu, even Tam Kosh, where there is Shishim, Negede Yisea, so it's still Osea, if we say Tam Kikad Rai. Alright. Now then, he asks the Kashis that Ramitam asks against Ramitam. Then in the second column, the Rosh, in this paragraph, right after the brackets in which is Os Zayin, so he says, Upirash Ramitam, the Tam Kikad Benim Bishenimine de Rai. The chim shenei senu yisa tam beheter nepach kulei liyis yisa vileikin olo bikazayis ki yu have kulei yisa vafil li kulei azlinu basatayim. So in other words, if the yisa gave a tam in the taruves, so the heter itself is nepach kulei yisa. And if you eat one kazayis of the taruves, you are chayv malki. That's Rabbi Netam Shit. דברים שלוש על יישא טעם ועת הנפח כולו יישא וריקו לחדאי סכילו לכולי כולי יישא ואפילו ביקולה הזמינו בזתיים מביעיצי ביצא ביצא סעיר הזה וחבוסי כיוון שיש בטעם ואפילו הוא בארץ ויאלפינו לו ממישרוס ומגבולי ולכובי והיד רבי יחלן כל שטעם ולו למושה אין ליקן או לא מהי רבימין במיני ויטעם וממושה ניקום אלו ליקן או היימי כשאיסא ואינו מכירה את זה ודאי סעד הרבי טעם אקספלין זה גמור טעם ולו ממושה עוצם דרבונו ואין ליקן או לא ונראי סבחו בבות ועדים אם הוא יאמר משהו יישא בהן ואין לי מוח, רק שאין לי קרן לא יקנו עליו קובעתו ברוב. אלו הוקו משבילון, דף לא אוכל סום דרבון. ואני לא קדמי ממיני ביטיימי, אבל גם לא יאמר ביטיימי זה בזה, שבו ילמי מתן לא משה עושה. ועדי יכון לא עושה בזה יאוהב תם משני. So רמתם שיטה היסס, רמתם שיטה יס, the תם כי קר implies that not only that the יישא doesn't become bottle ברוב, but furthermore, that the heter is nepach liyisa. And if he eats kazayis, one single kazayis, out of the heretofore heter, he's chayv malkes, because the heretofore heter is yisa. He becomes chayv now. Then he mentions another shit. Rabbi Chaim Zal Pireish, Dai Reshapir B'min Mishemim. Not as Rabbi Tam says, that the Gemara from Rabbi Avui Yom Rabbi Yechne, Taimi Lulam Moshe, or Seven Lekin Olof, deals with B'minei. No. Rabbi Chaim Kayan says, that the Gemara of Taimi Ulma Moshe Yosav in Leikin Olov deals with Min Bishen in it. So why is Yosav in Leikin Olov? Vitaimi Ulma Moshe Korei Kishi Yishka Zayiz Vodiyachil Aspras דיוז הווק מויה משה שליס קינדי יש כל כך מנו איסר שבשיח אכיל הספרס איכו כזייס נעשה כולה איסר ואיכו מנה כזייס לייקה כדר עשינו גבי איסר סיירס וכזייס ממנו איסר כבוסי אפלו אוקיו ואיתיים מבולים המושה הנהיכת לייקה כזייס איכו לספרס ואף אופי שנוסם לאיסר טעם ביתר אין לייקים לו ואף אופי טעם קיקה יופינו מתחור מסתבר אליהם אז לא יחמיר יותר מסין הסתם של איסר ביתר להיפחי לאיסר כי שההטה כל כך איסר על איסר שימו איסר בהם וניקה בשיחה היתה ולא מסין הסתם לא ילייקי אולו תעני בי איסר מנחל הספרס ובהר דשמייטין יש לפור יש טעם כי איקה טעם ממש פרייט סוט, אבל הוא עצור רבן חיים קיין שיקין something different than רבן טעם שיקין there is a similarity but it's something different according to רבן טעם so even without כזאי בדחל הספרס even let's say if one kazayis of chilev was nisari in 20 gzeisim or even 40 gzeisim of bosor and the kazayis of chilev gave the tam of chilev in the 40 gzeisim of bosor so then we say that the heretofore bosor so that all the 40 gzeisim of bosor are converted into chilev into isa and if he eats one kazayis of the bosor he'll be chayv malkes that's according to Rabbi Tam according to Rabbi Chaim Kayen it is as follows if one kazayis of chilev was nisari with seven gzeisim of bosor the total making it total or taruves of eight gzeisim that's pras because pras is dalet beitzim so eight gzeisim every beitzer has two gzeisim a kazayis is a chotzi beitz so in other words if one kazayis of chilev is nisari is evenly distributed in seven gzeisim of bosor thus making a total of eight gzeisim and there is even distribution so then it's in the ratio of so it's in the ratio of 1 to 8 the ratio is in the ratio of 1 to 8 so then the iser is the heter is nepach iser and if we eat one kazayis of the taruve so the chayev malkes but suppose one kazayis of chilev will be nisarev with nine gzeisim of bosor and there'll be even distribution so it's not kazayim lech lespras the ratio is 1 to 10 not 1 to 8 so then we do not say that the heter is nepach iser but it's also midrais anyway. Midrais it will be osea, even if one kazayis of chilev will be nisarev with 40 gzeisim, or 50, or even 59, as long as there is no shishi. So as long as it gives a tam, so it becomes osea. But then it's osea because of a new iser, and iserese, because of gilu midyon, so there is no malkes. So it's not like shittes rabbi tam, you see, so it's a different shite, the shite of Rabbi Nachayim Kayan. Now let's see how the two mentions the name of Rabbi Tam. So this, the Torah says, "Umiu pirish Rabbi Tam." The last line in Daf Kuf Nun Daled on the base. "Umiu pirish Rabbi Tam." The mimbi minay kim sheinayis in Tam and Atero. Bottle berov. Elo shachachomim yitzrichu samech. Vishaloi biminay osam in Atero. At samech. Elo shein leikin olof. At shehei bei kol kach min oyiser. At shehei bi seich kol daled beitzim min aheter. Kazayis min oyiser. What's dalet beitzim? That is eight gzeisim, because the kazayis is chotzi beitzim. Kazayis, v'os chayev al kol kazayis v'kazayis mimen. But only if the ratio is the ratio of 1 to 8. But if the ratio is a ratio of 1 to 9, 1 to 10, so then he is not chayev al kol kazayis v'kazayis. And he'll only be even an Isarese. He says, whose shita is that? That's not the shita of Rabbi Tam. That's the shita that the Rosh mentions in the name of Rabbi Nachayim Keir. Rabbi Tam's Talmid. Not Rabbi Tam. He mentions that in the name of Rabbi Tam. So if the Bes Yosef didn't say anything, I would say that there is just Itoyes Atvus, that instead of Itov, there should be a Ches. As simple as that. But the Bes Yosef mentions, and he says, he should have mentioned that in the name of Rabbi Nachayim Kayan, not in the name of Rabbi Tam. So the Rabbi Yosef says, apparently the two held that Rabbi Nachayim Kayan was not chilek on Rabbi Tam. But when you look through the Rosh, you see that the Rosh himself mentions two separate shittas, the shita of Rav Netam, that Iser, that Heter is Nepach Iser, even without Kazayv Dechilas Pras, and because of that, Rav Netam is forced to apply the Gemore of Taimi Rulim Moshe, Izein Leikin Olof, to Min B'Minei, because it couldn't have reference to Min Shaloi B'Minei. Because by Min Shaloi B'Minei, so Taimi Rulim Moshe, that means not Kazayv Dechilas Pras, should be Leikin Olof. And then, so the Rosh says that Rav Netam applies it to Min B'Minei. Because by Min Shaloi B'Minei, even though it's not the Dechilas Pras, so the Heter is Nepach Leisa. Then he mentions the name of Rabbi Nachaim K.N.O. that Taimi Rulim Moshe deals with Min Shaloi B'Minei. So why is he linking all of? Because when do we say Heter Nepach Leisa? Only when it's Kazayim Lechelas Pras, if the ratio of the Taruves is 1 to 8. But if the ratio is less than 1 to 8, so then the Heter is not Nepach Leisa. But it's also the Reis anyway, Mitzadim Yisarese. So Memele, so the Rosh explicitly spells it out that there are two separate shittas, the shita of Rav Netam and the shita of Rav Nechaim Kehan. So why does he mention that in the name of Rav Netam? He should have mentioned that in the name of Rav Nechaim Kehan. All right, now, for Friday, so you should be prepared. Now, we didn't start the Mechada yet. So you should be prepared up to Siv Dalet. Up to Siv Dalet with the Taz and the Shach, and you should go over that Rosh in spelling of Lamed Aleph Gid Anoshe, and also the Gemore in Avrizore that I just mentioned, Dav Samer Zayin, Omed Aleph, Kol Shetamu Mamoshe Osel Vileikin Olof, Tamu Mamoshe Osel Vileikin Olof, and also there is a Gemore that's in connection with Siv Beis, so there is a Gemore, Dav Samer Vov, Omed Aleph, at the end of the Omed, the Machlek is between Abai and Rove, whether it's Bosa Taime or Bosa Shmo, that has to do with Siv Beis. All right, now Siman Tzadik Ches. Din Isa Shnisar Beheter Vifin Bitulei. Isa Shnisar Beheter Min Bishen Minei Kein Chile into the Tzere Shnisar Beboso. It menu even kichovi. Imei mei yoshein beitam chilev. Oy shei mei yoshein beitam elashu pogu muta. So even now tam kikia, but only tam mishubach. We say it's tam kikia. But if it's tam pogum, so then it doesn't asa. And tam pogum doesn't mean dafke. If it is distasteful, even if it is still tasteful. But if the tam becomes inferior as a result of the isa, even though it might be tasteful, at the end too. But if the tam is not as good as it was before the isa was nisarev with it, so then it's considered tam pogum. Oy sheim ashiyish b'tam eloshu pogum. In other words, it is pogum. It is not as good as it was before the Yisrael fell into the Heter, so it's muta. V'yuhu shel yeisefe l'ashbiach. Now, however, if, let's say, at the very outset, when the Yisrael falls into the Heter, so the tam becomes inferior, but then at the end, it will be superior, so it's us. Now, the reason as to why tam pogum doesn't answer, so the Gemara in Avizora says, because of Mesechlo Ko Nevelo. So Nevelo Sheruyo Ligea Kruyo Nevelo, Nevelo Sheino Kruyo Ligea Gea means a Gatesha, be good. So Nevelo Sheino Ruyo Ligea Eino Kruyo Nevelo. Vitzorich Shele Yeda Shesem Chinolo. Because if he knows that the Jew is relying on him, so then it's not Mesechlo Vitume. So misharin b'samach. So if there is no evet yichovim to be tamed, so then we figure out as whether there is 60 measures of heter as against that one measure of visa. V'cheinu mumim b'minei. So in other words, v'cheinu mumim b'minei kiven. The lekele meka mataime misharim b'samach. Mishar Misamach. So, in other words, so the Mechava passed that when is it necessary to have Shishi? Only when there is no Goy who is staying it. But if a Goy is staying it, then it's not even necessary to have Shishi. Now, this is not in line with the Shita of Rashi, because the Shita of Rashi is that there are two prerequisites. First of all, Shishi, and then that the Kfeira should be tayyib and say that it is, there is no tam misa. But if there is Shishi, and let's say, and the Kfeira is staying, and he says there is a tam misa, then it's osta. The Rishita is that even if the Kveila says there is a tam isa, as long as there is shishim of heter negative isa, so it's muta, because that tam is a tam kolush, and it's not osa. The Ramban Shita is also like the Rishita. The Ramban Shita. That if there is shishim, then it is muta. Then it is muta, even though the Kveila says that there is a tam isa, because it's a tam kolush. Alright, so how does the Mechaba paskin? The Mechaba doesn't paskin like Rashi. So the Mechaba paskin, that if the Kveila says that there is no Tamisea, so in the Heter, so then even without Shishim is Muta. But Rashi Shite is that Shishim is necessary. Why? Because that's Rashi Shite. That from Zriya Bashelo we learn out, even by Min Bimine, that Shishim is required. So Min Shaloi Bimine is not Goruah. Then min b'mineh. V'chein im hu min b'mineh kivin d'leke l'mei kama taime mishar im b'samach. Mishar im b'samach. V'hei now, this aloche of shishi, by min b'mineh, so according to Rashi, it's in the Reis, we learn about from Zerah B'Shelo. But all the other Rishenim achili kan Rashi. And it's only in the Rabbanon. And with the Reis, you can eat it as long as there is rob. All right. Ve'in Daud Ramos says, ve'in ne'agim achshov lismei chayivet kechovi umsharinon hakel bisam. Today, we are not made to rely on ikvele, and we require shish. Now, there are two shites. Now, the levushite and the shachshite. So the levushite is, the levushite is that when we are not neig achshov mismechayv chovin umsharin and hakel bisamach, so it doesn't mean because the akum is not trustworthy, is not trusted. We are neig not to trust the akum. No, but it means because we have to be machmir for shishi. So even if the Yisroel is there, it's not a question of trusting the goy. Even if the Yisroel is tayem, I mean, how could the Yisroel be tayem? I mean, but he's not allowed. But let's say, suppose it's an inyan of taruves, of trumo and trum. So a kohen is allowed to eat, to taste it. So according to the Levush, even if the kohen is tayem, and he says there is no tam, so we still require shishim. In other words, because we are machmir, like Shitas Rashi. That the fact that someone is staying and says there is no tamisa is not enough. That is, in addition to that, we must have shishi. So, according to the Levush pshat, so let's suppose trumos misarim v'chum min shaloi b'mine, because if it's min b'mine, so trumo requires meyo v'ale, meyo v'echol. But if it's min shaloi b'minei, so it's shishi. So according to Levush, so the pshat in the Ramoy is neigim achshav lismeral v'chovi. V'neigim achshav lismeral v'chovi doesn't mean because we don't trust the goy. Even if a Jew is a tayyib, he says in v'chovi because except for isolated situations, so it's impossible that a Jew should be tayyib. But we have such examples. Let's say in case where Trumo was Nisari with Chum, Min Shaloi B'minei, so a Kayan can be Tayan. So even in such a case, we are not Tzemech on the Tzemei. Why? Because we require Shishim. So if there is no Shishim, even though the Kayan says there is no Tam Trumo in the Chum, so it's filos. But the Shach says, no, the Pshat and the Ramoy is not that we don't rely on the fact that there is no Tam and we require Shishim. No. So even the Ramoy will be Seimech on the Yisrael. But the Ramoy only says we don't rely on the testimony of an Akum. But it's not that the Ramoy is Cheshish for Shittes Rashi. You see, according to Lubush Pshat, so the Ramoy is Cheshish for Shittes Rashi. According to the Shach's Pshat, the Ramoy is not Cheshish for Shittes Rashi. But the minig is to be machmir, not to rely on the testimony of that. All right. Now, Sivveis, in the Sarev Min Bimine, Vinishpach, בעניין שהם יחילים למד עליו לשערי, אם נדע שהוא יורו בהתר, מותר, ואם לא נדע שהוא יורו בהתר, so is also. Is also. Now, so the Mechaba says, if it's Nisari, מין במיני, and it's, so, מין במיני, so מדראי says bottle broth, מדרבונון, it requires שישי. Suppose it was spilled out, and we don't know whether there was shishi or not. So if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt, that rov the certainty, that the doubt is as to whether there was shishi. So there is no isa deraisi, because midraisi is but the rov nimbini. But the sofik is only whether there is shishi. So it's a sofik in the rabbonon. So Mimele, we can be tailless, we can rabban lekeo kule. So we can be tailless at the world shishi. You made a shayogu beheta muter, we made a shayogu beheta os. Now just before we go over the Ramo, which is very strange, so let's see the Mechaba, the Hemshech of the Mechaba. Avo, that all is only if it is Sarif in the meaning. So Midraisi is certainly bottled up, but Midrabban is required shishi, so if it was spilled, and we don't know whether there was shishim or not, maybe there was. So mele we are tilling the whole kelim itmuta. Aval in the sound of the shame mine, so then we pass the tam kinkar is the raise. So mele, even if there is rov, but as long as the iser gave it a tam iser in the heter, so the heter is also mid raise. So aval misare the shame mine, even mishpach it was spilled. So even though it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that Rov there certainly was, but there is a sophic as to whether there was shishim, so mele it could be that the Yisrael gave it tam Yisrael and the heter. So it's also speaking the Reis Lechum. Now, then the Mechaba mentions another thing, which is a big chidesh, which is the shita of the Rashbo, which is controversial. In other words, the marshal is chelikane. V'nisari v'minei v'she'ine minei. V'nishpar v'inyan she'yichelim l'amid olof v'share. V'nei da she'o yoru b'heter m'minei. Reine she'ine minei k'leine. V'asho minei robo olof u'mevatel. V'asho minei robo olof u'mevatel. But suppose, let's say, Iser was nisari with minei heter and with any minei heter. With any minei heter. There are two items of heter. And there is one item of iser. And one item of heter is the same kind, the same meat as the iser. And the other item of heter is any minei of heter. Now let's say, this is the example that the Taz mentions, but usually, there won't be an itaruve. But suppose there is itaruve. Now let's say, suppose Boso Nivelo was Nisarev with Shchuto, and there is also a retev of Heta. Now, usually, how could Boso, which is a salad, become mixed up with Reitev, which is a liquid. But suppose it is Nisarev. It is Nisarev. So then the the Mechaba says, which is the Shittas HaRashba, that if we know that the Bosa Shchuto certainly has rov neged the Bosa Neveiro, so then it is Muter. So even, and then it was spilled out, and we don't know whether there is shishim, as to whether there is shishim in the rate, neged the Bosa Neveiro.